The Public Health Directorate of the AMA has begun fumigating communities in and around Accra to prevent the outbreak of communicable diseases. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Public Health at AMA, Dr. Simpson Boateng, said the AMA has retrieved more bodies and the search is still underway. He called on residents not to be alarmed because of the health implications, as the AMA will ensure a healthy environment for all. He spoke to Rita Mpabi Nkete.
The AMA Public Health have been very busy, you know, going around ensuring that what has happened does not result in any outbreak. So we have been educating the people along the Odo River, those who were heavily affected, being educating them. We've been working with the waste management people to ensure that the waste generated are cleared, and we have also started the spray of those affected areas.
Looking at how the whole incident happened, the floods happened to take some people away, and that there's a possibility that we may be having dead bodies choked under bridges and covered gutters and all that. Are you not doing any search?
We are working closely with NADMO to ensure that all the dead bodies are recovered. In fact, even as of yesterday, we recovered some bodies from the area. So we are in the process. We are still looking out for the bodies, and as soon as we get them, we let it be public. But when people die at the natural causes like the flooding, the dead body does not pose any danger.
Really?
Yes.
Even when it's under bridges or under covered gutters for a very long time, you don't think that it will pose any health problem for us?
No, you see, what I'm saying, when people have died from flood and they are, you know, taken and buried immediately, there's no, we start getting worried when people die from infectious diseases like cholera, like TB and the rest. You see, those bodies are very, very different. But for people who have died naturally, like from drowning and whatnot, you don't have to panic because their bodies will not be danger to the public.
Yes, but dog, how can we also know that probably those who died, some of them may have some of these infectious diseases that you are talking about?
That is why we are making effort to recover all the dead bodies and bury them. And we are working closely with NADMO. We are working with all the security agencies, including the police. And our waste manager contractors are up to the task.
I spoke to you last week and I made mention that there are some refuse in town. Don't you think that is what is causing all this? And you said, oh, the AMA is doing this and that and that, but at the end, you see what happened.
What has happened is not the cause of AMA. What has happened is the result of people not being very responsible. People are dumping into the drains because they are refusing to register with the waste management contractors. Why we are, or them, that's why we are always prosecuting people who are refusing to register with the waste management contractors and who are dumping into the drains. AMA has always known that there is a strong need to dissolve and dredge the Odo River. We have been on it, but I'm sure work has already been started on the dredging.